don't know what happened out here, but this is more like it. It's much cooler out today. There's a nice wind blowing through my coat. I'm not in Lebanon, avoiding Hezbollah artillery shells. Oh, and the sun's missing. Yeah, I can see just fine, but the sun is gone, all right. I'll be honest with you. I love it. Yes, sir, it sure is good to be outside again. Hey, what the hell was that? Is that my stomach growling? Well, I don't care. I can eat later. I haven't sat outside and barked at passers-by in months. And, well, I've missed it.
Hey, old lady! Are you going to cross that street or wait to fossilize into the blacktop? You know, there's a reason they call it a walker. You're supposed to walk with it. My God, Stedman Graham is quicker to commit. Hey, lady, what's immobile and has blue hair? You piece of shit.
Look at her. She's scared to death of me.
Pussy!
Man, there's that growl again. I wonder what that is. Yeah, maybe I'll ask this guy in the pink shirt walking by.
Hey, queer! Did you hear something growling?
Oh, shush, you dumbass dog. I don't have time for you. There's a storm coming.
Dumbass dog? Hey, princess, you don't have to talk to me like that. I mean, God, do you kiss your dad with that mouth?
Man, did you see how fast he was walking? Talk about being scared of me. That's cool.
Yeah, you better prance away, Nancy boy. I'll bite your limp wrists off.
Man, what a coward he was. Not to mention, come on. What kind of a guy can look at another man and possibly want to put his hand in my nuts and I can reach them with my mouth? How cool is that? Holy sh! What the f*** was that?
10 minutes later.
Hey, Jerry! Where are you, pal?
I'm new here, Budgie.
What? On a porch?
Sort of. I'm under a blanket and beneath a milk crate, having dug a hole 3 feet into the earth under the porch.
Well, what the heck you doing under there, buddy?
The sky, Butchie. It yelled at me.
Well, what did it say?
I don't know. I don't speak sky, asshole. But if I were to wager a guess, I'd say it was something like,
I am the sky! And I have come to murder all dogs.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, it was awful. Awful, Butchie.
Hey, are you whimpering?
No.
You're whimpering. Well, bless my sweet duty hole. Jerry the dog is whimpering like a schoolboy bitch. And over what? A little bit of... Holy sh! Make room for Daddy!
I told you, Budgie.
Well, what the heck do you suppose the sky's so damn pissed about?
Who knows? Global warming? Moral decay? The slow service at the Bash's deli counter? A fight-happy NASCAR? Your guess is as good as mine on this one, Budgie.
Well, all I know is this, Jerry. It's a good thing we don't wear pants. I'd have flat ruined him. You hear me, Jerry? Ruined him.
Yeah, you and me both. I haven't been that scared since last Halloween, when we all decided to stay the night in the attic at a Filiberto's to see if we'd see any ghost dogs.
Never saw one, did we?
Nope, but it was still scary. How about when Sebastian tucked that cleaver beneath his front leg, covered himself in Tabasco, and played dead next to the dumpster?
Oh, man, how could I forget it? Oh, hey, how about the time when Chi-Chi cut out eye holes in that tortilla and wore it over his head like a damn ghost?
Butchie, a retarded chihuahua cut out 9 eye holes, and instead of barking boo, he said moo, you know, like a cow.
Well, he had me going, that's all I know.
You want to know the scariest thing I've ever seen?
Well, I guess, sure.
Okay, but I was just a pup at the time, right? It was before I even knew you. Master had this yellow lab, went by the name of Jasper. Well, Jasper was old. I mean ancient. We're talking maybe 14 or 15 here. Anyway, Jasper had lost all his teeth, but it didn't stop him from eating, right? I tell you, that old sailor ate everything he could get his gums on, from roadkill to roller skates. Well, the thing about Jasper was, since he couldn't chew, the digestive process didn't always follow procedure. Well, one day, old Jasper got into the female master's laundry basket. 3 days later, Hand to God, I watch Jasper sh** a sock. May I be struck down by lightning if I'm lying. The dog sh** a sock.
Holy cow. Tuba footy.
Tube. I remember because I thought it was some kind of an illusion. Like colored scars from a clown sleeve. It just kept coming.
Wow. Now that's a great story. Surprised you never told me that one before.
Oh boy. I've got a million stories about old Jasper. One of the nights we'll have to crack open some snorsages, kick back, and I'll tell you all about them.
Sounds good to me. Say, Jerry.
Yeah, what is it, Butchie?
What the hell is lightning?
What are you talking about?
At the end of your story there, you said, may I be struck down by lightning if I'm lying. Well, what the hell is lightning?
I don't know, Butch. It's an old expression I've heard Master use. I think it's like arthritis or something.
Huh. Well, that don't sound too bad, then. To get struck down by arthritis? Lightning.
Sure beats the hell out of the sky yelling at you, I'll tell you that.
And how?
Speaking of which, I think it might be done. And not a moment too soon. I got things to do today. Strangers to bark at, cats to chase. Oh, and there's one other thing. Oh, I can't even remember it. I got so scared. Ah, crap. Why won't I... Oh, yeah, I know. Hey, my nuts. And I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is...